of some sort of punishment. And Bondi has shown herself very willing to go along with that.
Well, David, you've gone through a list of companies that could potentially directly benefit from her position. She was, as you point out, a lobbyist for Amazon. She also lobbied for Geo Group, the private prison firm that stands to gain from Trump's immigration policy. So if you could elaborate.
Sure. There are dozens of criminal, civil, and otherwise investigations against corporations that are left over from the Biden Justice Department. And so what Pam Bondi is going to do with that is really completely up to her. Amazon is under a federal investigation by the Justice Department right now. Boeing, which engaged in deception around the 737 MAX crashes, private prison firm CoreCivic is under a civil rights investigation right now. And Bondi was the lobbyist for Geo Group, which is their main rival. And both of those companies stand to gain from Trump's mass deportation policies. And there's a host of others, including active antitrust investigations against Apple and Google and NVIDIA and Live Nation Ticketmaster and several others, Visa, among others. And so Bondi is going to have a lot of power here to decide whether or not to move forward on all of these investigations. And many of these companies under this investigation are the ones giving millions to Donald Trump's inauguration. So you can see the real conflicts of interest here. And, while Bondi has sort of said that she would recuse from any investigations involving companies she personally worked for, she has not extended that to say she would recuse from investigations from the company, the lobbying firm, Ballard Partners, that she worked for. So did the Trump chief of staff, Susie Wiles. And there could be companies that have relationships with her colleagues or former colleagues that she would not recuse herself from making decisions on those. So I think it's a very dangerous situation.
I want to go back to Pam Bondi speaking on Fox News in 2023.
Department of Justice, the prosecutors will be prosecuted, the bad ones. The investigators will be investigated.
So that was Pam Bondi. The investigators will be investigated. The prosecutors will be prosecuted. David Day, and the significance of this, of not refusing to say whether she'd investigate Jack Smith, whether she'd keep an enemies list. She said there will be no enemies list, despite what the nominee for FBI is saying.
Well, it's very dangerous, and she's shown herself willing to take on prosecutors within her own department. When she was Florida Attorney General, the two highest level prosecutors who were investigating foreclosure fraud, the use of mass documents, fake documents in foreclosure cases that take people out of their homes, were working at the Florida Attorney General's office. And they were investigating someone who was a lender processing services, a key donor to Bondi. And so when she got into office, she fired those two high-level prosecutors. So she has no problem doing something like that. And when she says we're going to investigate the investigators and prosecute the prosecutors, this is the extension of the Trump intimidation and bullying scheme into the Justice Department. And it's the very weaponization that he decried. And her as well. So, I think it's a difficult thing.
And they kept bringing up Kash Patel, Trump's nominee for FBI, though he's supposedly independent. Not clear whether any of these people will be independent from President Trump. We have 15 seconds.
Yeah, 100%. The lack of independence is what Democrats focused on in that hearing. She kind of deflected, did not give major answers on that. And so that uncertainty continues.
David Day, an executive editor of the American Prospect, will link to your article, Pam Bondi and the pay-to-play justice system, and also your writing on the L.A. fires. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh for another edition of Democracy Now!
Hi, I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request our free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to another bizarre episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio. I am Mando Richard, and we've got our Liquored Up set as usual. We've got a folk rock set in the middle of the show, and we've got a gospel set at the end. And we've even got a guest in the studio with me. I'll tell you more about him in a little while. Let's go ahead and get things started, shall we? Here come Randy Rogers and Wade Bowen.
upon everything you earned. Is this the way you thought it turned? All you taste is whiskey and mistakes. Every part of your body aches. He pushes you around until you break. How much more can you take?
About how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, this is Kevin Johnson from the Plate Scrapers. Don't do those dishes yet. You gotta stop and listen to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard.
test. This is a statewide required monthly test of the emergency alert system, originating from the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, Harrisburg. This is only a test.
Like a wall around our hearts we couldn't see. Hard luck and troubles came raining down upon us, and they almost got the best of you and me. Once we loved to stay at home and make love. Now work is all we ever seem to do. We've been spending too much time making money, and I think it's time we had a laugh or two. And tonight we're gonna tear down the walls. We're gonna laugh and drink and dance and have a ball. The good times ain't over after all. And tonight we're gonna tear down. Well, you put on your party clothes and makeup, and I'll polish that old truck until it shines. Don't worry about a thing till Monday morning. Just leave hard luck and trouble far behind. And tonight we're gonna tear down the walls. We're gonna laugh and drink and dance and have a ball. The good times ain't over after all, and tonight we're gonna tear down the walls. The good times ain't over after all, and tonight we're gonna tear down the walls.
In the background, you're listening to Grub Springs from that record Dolly and the Devil Festival Season that I've played from before, and it's absolutely tough to figure out who's playing on it, but I know that Janie Rothfield is one of the fiddle players. Let's see if I can figure out who the other one is. Kristen Harris, and who's playing the banjo, and that's as far as I'm going to go on this one. Rick Davidson, okay. Anyway, this is the musical bed while I chat with you here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program, depending on where you are listening. Let's tell you what happened, the liquored up set of music. We start off today with, Randy Rogers and Wade Bowen, Reasons to Quit, from the 2015 record Hold My Beer, Volume 1. Then Sarah King gave us Blame It on the Booze, a single that came out in 2022. Then after the Al-Anon PSA, Johnny and Joni Mosby gave us Don't Call Me From a Honky Tonk. It was a country hit from the 1960s. And then Randy Travis from the late 1980s gave us Tonight We're Gonna Tear Down the Walls.
Tonight
Well, Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary passed away on January 7th. So coming up next is a track that Peter Yarrow was singing, Peter, Paul, and Mary. It's called Right Field.
Call, take tock, tick a tick a tock. Clock strikes 12, clock strikes 1. Smoke a gun, put these fools on a run. I know it's not that simple. I know it's not that hard.
No time to get down, cause I'm moving up. No time to get down, cause I'm moving up.
No time to get down, cause I'm moving up. Oh,
check out the crabs in the bucket.
Moving on up, choosing to touch the unseen, craving the clutch. Oh, if mirrors are created by sand, then looking in the water for reflections of men. Understand the mind's above time when it's empty, MC trash we hit. And by a century.
No time to get down, cause I'm moving up. No time to get down, cause I'm moving up.
No time to get down, cause time to get down, cause I'm moving up. No time to get down, cause I'm moving up. Oh.
I'm one of the few. I'm proud to be standing. I walked off the pier from the coffin ship's landing. My clothes were just rags. No use for this weather. But my back was strong. My hands tough as leather. I climbed these hills till I came to this spot where I stand. I cleared these fields and I pulled up the stumps with my hand. No more wonder, no more refugee. A mountaineer is always free. Babies, and I sang at the wakes, and I cried at the weddings. I taught all my children the songs of my youth, to dance to the fiddle and practice the truth. I carried them up on my shoulders just so they could see the whole world before them, just so they would know what it means. No more. Free.
world record by Annbjørg Lien. You're listening to the Water Lily. And she called it Falefber. Falefber. My Norwegian is bad. Anyway, that's a musical bad that you'll be listening to while I tell you about that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program, depending on where you are. Back at the beginning of the set, we heard from Peter, Paul, and Mary with Peter Yarrow singing Right Field. That's from a 1990 release of theirs, Around the Campfire. And again, we played that because Peter Yarrow passed away on January 7th of 2025. And then from the Pittsburgh area, we heard Echo Valley doing Crab Bucket. It's a new single that just came out on Bell Buckle Records in late 2024. It's originally a hit for Canadian hip-hop artist Chaos back in 2009, and now it's starting to make the rounds in some of the acoustic bands. Then we heard from Mallory Chipman, a young lady from Western Canada, doing Saltwater Tears from her record Songs to a Wild God that came out in 2024. And then you heard from Henry Koretsky and Kevin Nyberg of the Harrisburg Mandolin Ensemble out in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And they did the Pierce Pettison, Tim O'Brien song, A Mountaineer is Always Free. And that's from their self-titled record, Kevin Neidig and Henry Koretsky, with Aaron Blount, who was their bassist. We've got something from a local songwriter, a local to Pittsburgh songwriter. I better push the button and get it on.
disprove the book of Genesis, spawn the son all wrong. Gandhi the Mahatma gave everything he had to help the world get along. What could motivate such a late great man to be so great? Showing off for his girlfriend, showing off for his girlfriend. For goodness and glory, let's not pretend he was showing off for his girlfriend. Hippocrates and Socrates and all the pals of Pericles were Western thought's big start. Bach and Robert Zimmerman, Lester Young and Tiny Tim touched each human heart. They played the crowds and throngs, but that ain't why they sang their songs. They were showing off for their girlfriends, showing off for their girlfriends. For goodness and glory, let's go and pretend they were showing off for their girlfriends. Abraham, the carpenter from Bethlehem, a humble, holy man. Jimmy Swaggart hits the list of millionaire evangelists who buy Mercedes-Benz. Why do those preachers only take? Need more money, for Christ's sake. For showing off for their girlfriends, showing off for their girlfriends. For goodness and glory, let's go pretend they're showing off for their girlfriends. Showing off for their girlfriends. Showing off for their girlfriends. For goodness and glory, let's go pretend they're showing off for their girlfriends.
Ago on a cold dark night, someone was killed neath the town hall lights. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold was high, eternity near. She stood in a crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries o'er my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though I've meant my life. I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. Now she walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Judge brought down his gavel, said guilty as can be. Billy Neal, I sentenced you to die for first degree. Witness, he was certain what his eyes did see. Now the man in the long black jacket soon would meet the hanging tree. Hangman, hangman, slack your rope, only for a while. The man who is about to fall does not deserve to die. Witness knew his business, jacket was a key. But the man who wore that jacket wasn't Billy, it was. I ran to take my knee. Left the weapon in the pocket, there was blood upon the sleeve. Name so to the collar was all that they would need. Bring them to his doorstep and place them at the scene. Billy knew I wore that coat on the night his brother died. He never spoke to clear himself, and I've always wondered why. Pinned it all on me, instead he gave his life. My conscience knows I killed two men, but I only used one knife. I found Clayton on the street and I met him with my knife. The story is going round the town and my wife paid it for his innocence, but I just would not see. I stabbed Clayton in the back the same as he stabbed me. 20 years passed away since I took Clayton's life. The guilt of sin has never dimmed from living with his life. Instead of speaking up that day, confessing to my crime, chose to take the coward's path, now it never leaves my mind. Just last night I went to visit Billy where he's laid. I found my wife in a long black coat crying over his grave. Husband, husband, hear my word, time you knew. Billy spared your life for me, but I loved him more than you. 20 years have come and gone, and I've always wondered why. Tonight it all came clear to me, why Billy chose to die. Billy could have saved himself, but I think he realized
thank you.
In the background, you're listening to guitarist Stash Weisslich join fiddler Mike Barnett for Fire in the Hole. Mike's 2020 record, Mike Barnett Plus One. Now, what was in that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program, depending on where you are listening? Back at the very beginning of the set, we heard from Devin Rushen, a Pittsburgh area songwriter doing his song Spacewalk. I played it off of a 2024 Pittsburgh Songwriters Collective compilation. Yeah, good stuff. Then we heard a new record from the Twangtown Paramours, showing off for their girlfriends. Yeah, yeah. Socrates, Einstein, they're all just showing off for their girlfriends, according to that song. And then we heard a pair of songs, Long Black Veil by Johnny Cash, followed up by Long Black Jacket, sung by Rick Watson on Akira Otsuka's record, First Tier. I played those back-to-back because Long Black Jacket told it from the other point of view, from the husband of the woman that the singer in Long Black Veil was cheating with. Did I say that right? I have no idea. I've got Connor Gebbin of radio station WKCO, Gambier, Ohio, in the studio with me, and I have no idea what I'm doing. But I do know if I push this button, we'll hear the next track. I don't remember what it is, but it'll be a good one.
Alberta. Alberta, let your hair hang low. Alberta, let your hair hang low. I'll give you more gold than your apron. I saw her first on an April morn, as she walked through the mist in a field of hay. And her hair lit the world with its golden glow, and the smile on her face burned my heart away. Alberta, your hair hang low. Alberta, let your hair hang low. I'll give you more gold than your apron. I thought my golden time would last, but the field of hay was soon cut down. In a short few weeks it all was past, and my golden girl was just a painful song. Alberta, your mind. Alberta, what's on your mind? My heart is sad, 'cause you treat me so bad.
Today I turned 70.
It happened so fast. I guess now I know that the die has been cast. No, it ain't the gray hairs or the aches that I feel. It's a fact that one thing is now perfectly real. I'm too old to die young. It's a punch in the gut. My youth has before me. I guess I just missed the cut. Body's intact. I must face the fact I'm too old to die young. Hank Williams, James Dean, we all know the story. I always thought I'd go out in a great blaze of glory, but instead I hung in. Right from the start, I guess I'll check out like some normal old fart. I'm too old to die young. It's a punch in the gut. Oh, my youth passed before me. Guess I just missed the cut. That my life had begun. Though my body's intact, I must face the fact I'm too old to die young. If you croak when you're 20, folks say, oh no. 30, 40, or 50, you're still too young. They say, what did you expect? So I guess I'll accept that this is my lot. I will rage and I'll holler for the time that I got. Drink it down to the dregs. Best damn old fart that there ever has been. I'm too old to die young. It's a punch in the gut. My youth passed before me. Guess I just missed the cut. I must face the fact I'm too old to die young.
My name is Longino de Castro. My father's a Spanish grandee. But I won my young wife in a card game to the devil with those lords of the sea. But the South Coast is so wild and lonely. Though you might win in a game and hold on, and the lion still rules the bronca, and a man there is always alone. night I gambled up in Holon with a tough old sea captain named Juan. And after I'd taken his money, I staked all against his daughter Dawn. I picked up the ace and I'd won her, and my heart it fell down to my feet. But it sprang to my throat the next moment, like a young summer's day she was sweet. Then he opened the door to the kitchen, and he called the girl out with a curse. He said, take her now, damn her, you've won her. Yes, you've got her for better or worse. Her arms, they soon tightened around me as we rode down the hill to the south. But not a word did I hear from her that day, nor a kiss from her pretty young mouth. That year was a good, happy winter, as we carved on the cradle of pine. And by the fire in our new-builded shanty, there I sang with that sweet wife of mine. But one night I got hurt in a landslide, a crushed hip and twice broken bones. Then Dawn saddled up the pony like lightning, and she rode out for the doctor and Holon. But the lion screamed in the barranca, Bucky bolted and he fell on the sly, and my young wife lay dead in the moonlight. That night my heart died with my bride. Yes, the South Coast is so wild and lonely, and though you might win in a game and hold on, for the lion still rules the barranca, and a man there is always alone.
You just heard Doc Watson do the South Coast Live in 1974 from compilation that the Owsley Stanley Foundation put out in 2017 called Never the Same Way Once. And before that, you heard John McCutcheon do I'm Too Old to Die Young from his newest record, Field of Stars. And the first song in that set was Doc Watson doing the prettiest song he ever sang, also from that 1974 performance, Alberta, released on the Owsley Stanley Foundation's Never the Same Way Once. Hey, it's never the same way once around here either. Here comes the station break. More great music to follow.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM, McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you an emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911 Only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911 and the message. Include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional